Okay, so for most of you may be taking some time off right now. So this is a great time for you to look at where to invest in your business in the upcoming year. And so today I'm going to give you a few steps that you can follow so you can make some decisions of where you're going to invest next year. And it really, you, if you're not sure about your income and what it's going to be like, you can actually start to think about the first quarter or the first 6 months of next year and then go from there. So there's certain things that you need to consider when you are deciding where to invest. And one of the biggest things is to start with the end in mind. Decide what it is that you want to create next year. What is your vision for next year? And then from that vision, what are the goals that you have for next year? And so having that vision from there and then what you want to create, then you can decide what you need in order to reach those goals. So some of the things you may decide that, okay, I want to increase my income next year. And in order to do that, I need to, one, maybe you need to raise your prices. Or two, you need to enroll more customers or clients. And in order to do that, you need to learn to market and sell better or refine your brand. Or you want to figure out a way to retain your clients for longer, right? So there's lots of ways that you can do that. Or maybe you are kind of feeling like you would like another income stream. So whatever it is that you choose, then you can say, well, based on that, the fact that I want to increase my income and I want to do it in the way that is through a different income stream, you will then think about what's a way that you want to do that and how are you going to market that and how is it going to integrate into your schedule, right? And so then if that's the case, then once you know that, then you can invest in training. To help you with that process, you can invest maybe in some tools to automate some things in your business so that you have the space and energy and time to be able to learn a new skill and to market something new. And, as you make those decisions, of course, the budget you have is a consideration as well. Okay. And there's multiple ways that you can look at your budget for investing in your business next year. One is by looking at the past and seeing generally how much income you generate. And kind of, if you have multiple years in business, you can kind of average that out and do like a guesstimate of what you should expect if you continue the same way moving forward. And then from there, making sure that you're paying yourself. If you pay yourself and then you have your expenses and you have an idea of what your expenses would be, then what amount of money is left? And so sometimes, it's not as much as you would like. You could go beyond your comfort zone and invest a little bit more, but that's a personal choice, right? Because when you invest in your business, you want to invest in things that are going to grow. So that growth could be financial. That growth could be also personal. It could be just you feeling less stress in your business. Like there are lots of ways that you can grow when you invest in your business. So if you are investing and you learn something new, you're going to get the benefits of that, not just immediately, but going forward, right? As long as you actually put in the work and learn what you need to learn. So if it's a course, if it's a book, I usually recommend if you can find someone that's done what you've done or is really good at seeing things and seeing your blind spots, it'll shorten that path to create what you would like in your business and your life. So if you can invest in a mentor, a coach, an advisor to help you with that process, and really look at what you're missing, right? So is it that you actually have a lot of systems in place and your mindset is challenging you? Or is it that you are doing things and it kind of scattered and you need support with figuring out your systems and organizing things? So a lot of times people automatically think that they need to market more and sell more. And that may be the case, but often there are other aspects of your business that are unclear and that you need to work on first in order, and that increase in sales and your improvement in marketing will happen once those things are put into place. So the clarity is really important, right? What do you want to create? Making sure that you are clear about how you want to do that, at least whatever you know, and then choosing the amount of money you have after you kind of guesstimate what your income is, pay yourself and see what is left, or you can, of course, invest more. And then, you know, you can invest in courses, you can invest in books, coaches, of course, mentors. Those are the things that will help you grow in more ways than one. And so when you're setting your vision and you're setting your goals for next year, make sure that you are clear about how you want to grow in more ways than just your business. Because as soulful entrepreneurs, our businesses are part of who we are, right? They're just part of ourselves that we're sharing with the world. And if we are not working on being the best version of ourselves, managing our own selves, you know, improving ourselves, then that's going to show up in our business, right? It's going to show up. So I'm going to encourage you to make conscious choices and invest, decide what you're going to invest in your business, and then look for those resources where you're intuitively guided. Because if not, you can just repeat what you've already repeated. You may also end up following some bright, shiny objects that end up not working out in the way that you like and don't match your goals. I know for a fact that I did not do this last year. I did not sit and decide where I was going to invest. And so I ended up investing in things that actually were not what I needed, right? And there were things that maybe I followed because I thought that that was what I wanted. And so if I had checked in, like I said, with my intuition, I had said that in a previous episode, but also if I had a plan in place and I could say that this doesn't really fit my vision and my goals and my plan for this year, then that could allow me to delay that and maybe decide later on if it's a good fit, some of those investments. Okay. And so that conscious, that using that conscious process to make decisions in your business is going to help you become a better entrepreneur. You're just going to be better making decisions and aligned. So this is Kavita with the Soulful Entrepreneur Club, and I hope that you are taking something of value from this week's episode. So if you are needing some support in your vision and you're not sure what you want, I have a resource in the show notes. It is a visualization. As you can tell, I love visualization, but it will help you connect with what you want. And there's an exercise as well. So if you want that, that will be a link will be available in the show notes. And as I said, each week, including next week, I'm going to have these episodes getting you ready to have a great 2024 in your business. So until next week, take good care. Bye.